101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You always hope that when your friends set you up, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But we just keep seeing where it's not working out. And I feel so bad for you, JR, because that's how you met Nicole, was through mutual friends, right?
Yeah.
And so what happened on your date, and where'd you go?
Yeah, we went to Clearwater Beach to be touristy, just, you know, first day, why not? We went to dinner at Frenchie's, and we walked around the beach shops. It was great. And I love it because everything's, you know, bright and lit up and lots of drunk people wandering around. But I haven't heard from Nicole. She won't text me back. I'm not really sure why.
Now, when you were on the beach, were you having any cocktails? Because I know that whenever my friends do drag me to the beach, I'm usually drinking heavily.
Yeah, but not on a first date, you're not drinking heavily.
Well, but to me, if you're not a fan of the beach and then you're on a date where you're nervous, you're probably going to have, you know, maybe a few more tequila or margaritas than you probably should have.
I don't know.
Was that you, JR?
No. No, I'm not much of a first date drinker.
Oh.
Not really much of a drinker at all, but you know,
don't you judge me.
I like people watching.
Don't you judge me, JR.
It's always fun to watch those kinds of things. I'm not judging. You do your thing, man.
JR's judging!
He judged.
No, he's not.
All right.
He's not judging.
Well, JR, let's find out what happened with Nicole. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Ooh. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know. Girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
The Miguel Show.
All right, JR, are you ready for us to get Nicole on the phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, JR, so while we are dialing, just let me remind you that we, Miguel and I, will do all the talking when we do get Nicole on the phone so that we can really get the truth about what's going on with her. So you just stay quiet.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nicole?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Nicole, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show.
Hey, girl, hey!
Hey!
Hey, I know it's a lot of people coming at you at one time. Holly's very energized right now.
Sorry.
Basically, we're trying to chat with you really quickly about a mutual friend we have, JR.
Yeah, we know that you guys went on a date, and so we're just kind of trying to play matchmaker here because he's really interested in a second date with you but hasn't heard from you. So can you just tell us maybe what's been going on?
Everything seemed to be fine. We went to the beach shops and walked around, and then we were going to Frenchie's. We sat and had a couple drinks. We were laughing. It seemed like everything was pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
First, let me say, he ordered chicken wings at Frenchie's, and I mean, come on. Seriously, who does that? Everyone knows you get seafood when you go there.
Well, you do.
You know, I can't blame him for that because I'm not a seafood person, even though I lived somewhere on the Gulf Coast for the past 8 years.
But, I mean, it's Frenchie's.
But, you know, some people like chicken wings, but was that the reason why?
No, it wasn't just that. Once the food got there, the way he ate his chicken wings was so disgusting.
Oh.
It was beyond, like... I used to have a grandfather that was missing teeth and a finger and ate with his mouth open, and this was worse.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait. Nicole, we actually have JR on the phone.
I don't mean to laugh at your grandfather.
I mean, JR, what were you doing with them chicken wings, boy?
I was eating them, okay?
He was eating them like he was making love to them. There was, oh my God, no, there was sauce everywhere. He was slurping at them. Like, he was making sure those bones were picked clean. At one point, he seriously shut his mouth and moaned.
Oh!
JR!
Hold on. Now,
literally, when I'm sitting across from someone on their first date and they're eating, I should not see their tongue.
Oh my.
Wrapped around a chicken bone.
Good
it was just
God!
Nicole, it's just, that's too bad for you because, you know, I guess you'll just never experience that happening to you.
No!
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's so disgusting. Okay. So now you think what? Is my vagina a buffalo wing?
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.